getting big, expansion into our full selves, regaining our original vitality is about reconnecting, essentially, with what was lost, which requires overcoming, facing systematically sown fears. We'll be thinking through together how to do this specifically, but speaking generally, being small is about being made small by the state, by means of fear, fear as the great manipulator. Reconnecting with our authentic thought process means facing our fear of the state, that which thwarted it when we were infants. And reconnecting with our bodies means facing our fear of the unknown, of mystery, of the vast immensity of the universe, of vulnerability, of our seeming fragility, of evanescence in flow with permanence. We've been so conditioned to believe that we must control everything. And Earth ain't that way, and we are Earth. And reconnecting with our spirit, our brothers and sisters, and the more you think about these things, the more it is all one, all one. All these three phases, as well as we being all one. And reconnecting with our spirit, our brothers and sisters, means facing our inculcated fear of each other. Our discussion in our last show of the process of reclaiming our wholeness, my noticing that it seemed to me that my life ultimately came to be about doing this, and then looking back at this year just past, I'm reminded of the need for humility, as to ever appreciate mystery, as whatever I thought I was doing a year ago, mystery took hold. Love walked in. And then Colleen. And I began to see the possibility that though the ancestors provided the theory of holism, and I could see its truth in my own life, I had a long way to go toward actually living it, living by it. And further still, to a model that could be practically applied to the actual and global, at that, threat facing us. When Alice writes, quote, everyone must find his own form of aggressiveness in order to avoid letting himself be made into an obedient puppet manipulated by others. It strikes me that this is the central content of the holistic self-defense we are developing. Continuing, only if we do not allow ourselves, says Alice, to be reduced to the instrument of another person's will. Let me reiterate. Only if we do not allow ourselves to be reduced to the instrument of another person's will can we fulfill our personal needs and defend our legitimate rights. When she writes this, she's telling us to fight back. Resist. It's time to do this as a clear, conscious project in defense of ourselves, in defense of our brothers and sisters, and of uncoerced humanity itself. It's our anger at being misled that gives us something to defend, the truth, the right story, that we are here to grow our gifts, that we are made to be big, and that we are made to defend each other, mutual aid, good fellowship.